Hi, this is Michael.
Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Is Billy, you okay?
Hi, Bill. You okay, mate?
Hi, can you hear me? I think it's my headset. Yeah.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
I've got Robert Beattie on the line. I've just updated his new POAs. Also, his brother is Stuart Beattie. He said that his number was not working.
Okay.
He has lost his phone, so Robert has just provided me with a new number for Stuart, but unfortunately the connection is that shit. It's not going through.
Okay.
So he's going to tell Stuart what we need, and then hopefully Stuart will call me through over the next 24 hours to send his proof of address, and I can arrange a call for him, but this is Robert at the moment.
Okay, perfect. Let me just check Robert's address is... I need to fix that. His address is awful on that software.
I can't see it even on here.
No,
this would be a really, really old one as well, to be honest. So it would have been what Amy and that's put on here.
It's okay, mate. I'll sort it with him now. Yeah, fire him over. When did he... that's okay.
Perfect.
Send him over. Thank you.
I don't know if this is makes it easier because it's just a bit confusing for me to learn these systems at the moment, but it might be easier if you can do like a bit of a status where like you can just put a waiting call and you can drop them all into that so we can just go through it and then get them through to you, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, we'll figure something out. We're just trying to move through, aren't we, and get some clients over that at the minute. But we'll definitely figure something out and do some form of Zoom and we can all come up with some ideas and what we need from the software.
All right, then, no problem.
Okay, Bill,
I'll pop it through to you now, man. Is that all right?
Bye.
Cheers, thank you.
Hi, Mr. BT.
Hello.
Peter Michael at MMA Legal, sir. How are you?
No, I'm okay. Thank you.
Fantastic. Robert, just to let you know, sir, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. I know you've been handed over from Billy in our customer care team. My name's Michael Roberts. I'm part of what's called the investigation team here at MMA Legal. It's my role to go out and gather your evidence from social services, educational authorities, and the likes. Do you have 10 minutes to have a chat with me, Roberts, about your case?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much. So not only do I write to social services and about your time in care, I also need to, you know, get to know you a bit better. And try and understand you and, you know, the trauma that you faced as a child,
mm-hmm.
how that has had an impact on you into your adult life. Whether that be through the likes of depression, anxiety, PTSD, any sort of alcohol or drug issues.
Yeah.
And what I'll do, Robert, is I'll write to those authorities, gather that information. Whether that be your GP, NHS, drug rehabilitation centres, or alcohol rehabilitation centres, psychiatrists, and so I can submit to the Scottish Redress an accurate picture of not only your time in care, but also, you know, what has happened to you since and because of your time in care. Just trying to give you the best chance, really, to get you a fair hearing and the best possible outcome for yourself.
Yeah.
Is that okay, Robert?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, sorry. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I've got some difficult questions to ask you. I do apologise in advance, but I wouldn't be doing my job representing you if I didn't ask you them, Robert. So have you or do you suffer with any sort of depression or anxiety or any sort of mental health issues, Robert? I can evidence.
Yeah, we'll look at that.
Well, what is it that you suffer with?
My medication doesn't mentality, depression.
Okay.
Those causes are not what.
Sorry, sir, I missed that bit.
I'm not talking about a year from.
Okay. Is it just the depression that you suffer with, Robert, or is there any other sort of mental health?
Well, mental health, I mean, I might be a crucial to independent news. And of course, in
going through the Wales and the jails, yeah.
Still got a double, of course.
Yeah. Okay. Do you, or have you ever suffered with any sort of alcohol or substance issues, Robert?
No, I was class in alcohol about 5 years ago from. I was drinking carry bottles of Pepsi. And I stopped
it then. Did you seek medical attention or medical help for the alcoholism?
I went to seek medical help. And after the first time I met them, I just stopped.
Okay, so you just stopped yourself.
I went really sick there, like quite a stop happened just suddenly. Like.
Yeah, of course. Okay, so no issues with drugs, Robert?
Yeah.
Okay. I have a tough question, Robert, and it's probably the toughest one I'm going to ask you. So I do apologise.
It's okay.
Have you ever tried to take your own life, Robert?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Very few things. Such a river.
Life.
I can't swim.
That's fished out the river. I won't put the cards to him, but. The river. Were you hospitalised on any of these suicide attempts?
I was like 2 days or something.
Okay. So what I'll do is, with your permission, I'm going to write to your GP, gather all your mental health, medical records. I'm going to take the hospital details from you when you're hospitalised.
I've been a member of mental health most next week. I did a lot of folk last year and a lot of drink on top of that.
Okay. Was you hospitalised then, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I never went hospital. No, I stayed in the house.
Oh, okay.
Just suffered in the house.
Yeah. Okay. So, I'm so sorry. I don't know what you're going through, and you know, to get to that point, I'm just so glad that you're strong enough and able enough to have a chat with me today. So, thank you.
Maybe
you need
you again, but you've got the time.
You certainly do. Can I take your GP details, please, Robert? You're gonna have to help me with this one, pal. What did you say, sorry?
Yeah, you can go to the doctor if you want. Yeah.
Can I take the GP's practice details, please?
Yeah, Dr. Money.
Dr. Money?
Yeah, Dr. Money.
And what's the practice name?
Medical Center.
Yeah. Can you spell that for me, Robert? Sorry.
Cleveland Medical Center.
Clyde Bank.
Cleveland,
T-A-Y
Bank.
T-A-Y
Bank. T-A-Y. He's up to me. Yeah.
Dundee, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. How long have you been in with that doctor?
About 3 or 4 years now.
Okay.
R22, 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 R22,
hospital that you were hospitalised in for a suicide attempt, please, Robert?
Nine Wells.
Nine Wells, I need to say.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So in Dundee as well?
Yeah.
Okay. And roughly, when was that? What year was that? When was the last time, do you believe?
The last time I was in there, well, just that New Year there. The car's still on my hand and he's open going to my attendant tomorrow.
Sorry, Robert, what any dates? Can you give me a date?
I think we did at the end of December.
Of last year?
Yeah, just at the car came on my hand and crushed my hand.
No, I mean for the suicide attempt, when you tried to take your own life, do you know what roughly what date that was?
I'm
going
to ask you wrong now.
Okay, so 2016, yeah.
So I'm gonna
have that. Okay, yes, no problem. Okay, so what I'll do, Robert, is I'll write to obviously your GP, write to the hospital. I'm also going to be writing to the social services in Dundee and Paisley. Once I get that information, do you want me to share that with you, Robert? Yeah, if you want, no. Okay. so what we'll do, Robert, is once I get all of your information back, I'll share it with you. We'll go through it together. We'll make sure that you're happy. We haven't missed anything out. We'll go through all of your statements to each of your care settings. Make sure, again, that you're happy with all of the information that you've given us. We'll then add all of your medical records from your GP and, obviously, you know, your time in the hospital in Nine Wells. We'll add that to all to your case, and then we'll submit that to the Scottish Redress as our final submission and, you know, as a picture from your time in care and also, you know, post-care, should we say. What happens then, Robert, is we then await what's called a panel date. So that's a date where a panel of individuals will judge our case. And then from there, hopefully, we'll then get you the recognition that you deserve and also the financial compensation as well, sir.
Well,
is that okay, Mr. BC?
Yeah, that's fine, thank you.
Okay, just to let you know, Robert, this could take anywhere up to 10 months. It's not going to be a quick turnaround. These local authorities aren't quick in giving us the information. Even under the threat of legal action, they still aren't the quickest. Do you have any questions for me, sir, on that process, or... do you understand everything?
No, that's fine, thank you.
Okay. I just have to go back a step with you, sir, just obviously due to the sensitive nature of these cases, I need to make sure that you fully understand all of our fees, all of the options that are out there for you. I need to do it on this recorded call, Mr. Beatty, because obviously this is the last, you know, time we'll speak before we then go off and create a huge body of work for ourselves, should we say. So I need to make sure that you are fully on board. So just to let you know, Robert, that you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need the weight of a law firm to do that. Obviously, that would entail, if you wish to, is gathering your own evidence and submitting your own case if you wish to go down that route. So that's option one. Option two, Robert, is that there are other law firms out there that will help you apply for the Scottish Redress and won't charge you any fees. The reason why they don't charge you any fees, Robert, is that they get paid directly from the Scottish Government as part of the government legal fee scheme, where they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins, loses or draws.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can't, as a law firm, can't divulge or discuss those law firms' practices and what they will do for you, and more importantly, Robert, what they don't do for you. I'm not allowed to. All I can tell you, Robert, is that we don't participate in that scheme. We don't want a handout from the Scottish Government, and we certainly don't want to be owing anything to the Scottish Government either.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah. So what we do, Robert, is we enter into what's called a private fee agreement with yourself under a no-win, no-fee contract. And what that means is you win, we lose together. And it's on us as a business to go out and give you the best opportunity and the best chance of getting the most amount of compensation. Our fees are tied, basically. Our fees are capped at 20% inclusive of all VAT. It's actually slightly less. It's 16% plus VAT, so works out just under 20%. But just for ease of conversation. No, so what that means, Robert, no matter how much work and effort and time goes into your case, we can't charge you more than 20%, including the VAT. Okay, so you'll never pay us more than that. On the no-fee side of that contract, because you've been deemed to have gone through such emotional and mental hardship through your time in care and also obviously into your adult life, if we are unsuccessful in gaining you any compensation, we will never put you under any sort of financial hardship. So what that means, Robert, is if we don't get compensation for you, we won't come knocking or looking for you to pay us any sort of fees. Our insurance cover and our insurance policy will cover all of our fees. So it's a genuine no win, no fee, Mr. Beatty. Is that okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Perfect. Do you understand those three options I've just given you, Robert?
Yeah, I understand them all. No.
Excellent. Are you still happy for me to continue with your case, sir?
Yes, not at all.
Excellent. Just to let you know, Robert, you have what's called a 14-day cooling off period. From the date you signed any documentation with us. If you are unaware of the 14-day cooling off period, I can restart that today on this call. Alternatively, Robert, if you're happy with our process, our fees, you have the right to waive that 14-day cooling off period, and we can obviously get started on your case. But that's entirely up to you, Robert.
No, just keep doing what you're doing. That's
a lot. Yeah, you're happy to waive the 14-day cooling off period, sir?
No, just carry on
with your brain. Okay. What I'll do, Robert, is I'll write you within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details. If in the meantime you need to get hold of me, give Billy a call. He'll hand you over. If you need me for anything, just give me a ring. I work for you, Robert, so there's no call. That's going to be wasting my time. I'll check in with you every 3 to 4 weeks just to make sure that you are, okay and you understand what my role is and, where I'm getting some success and where I'm struggling. And I'll talk to you now, and it'll be me that walks you through to the very end, Mr. Beatty.
I'm happy with you doing anything.
Okay. Do you have any questions for me, Robert?
No, I'm fine for anything you've done anyway.
Okay.
Happy
excellent. Okay, Robert, well, I'll be in touch in the next 3 to 4 weeks. I'll get off and start working and getting any evidence for you. You try and stay safe, and I'll speak to you as soon as I possibly can, and hopefully we'll be able to get you some recognition.
Yeah. That's great. Thank you very much.
Lovely speaking to you, Robert. Thank you for being so brave and talking to me.
Thank you. Okay.
Thanks, Robert. Bye now. Bye-bye. Bye.